Hi, I'm Guy Cook. This is the Guy Cook Report. Thanks for taking time out of your day. We're going to talk about securing your WordPress maintenance, and it's for beginners. This is the people that are just getting started, maybe looking at doing some of this yourself, and a lot of it you can. They've set it up to be very user-friendly. The first thing that they've got in their list, and if you want to get to the list, of course, you go to the Guy Cook Report. .podbean.com, and we've got all the links in there. So in order to answer the question, how do you maintain your WordPress site, we need an order of progress. You know, how do you do it, starting with, well, the first thing is update WordPress plugins, your core WordPress installation and the themes therein. So if you go to the WP admin login to the updates, which is listed right there in the control panel, and then do all the updates that need to be done. And I do this every single day because you don't know when a plugin's going to be updated for whatever reason. And so that keeps you as good as you can be as far as having your content management system updated and correct. The moderation of comments is something that you'll have to do. And that's in the control panel as well. You can take the ones that are obvious spam with a good spam filter and get rid of those. And reducing the bloat of your WordPress database, that's done by simply taking out the fluff and nonsense, taking the things that don't need to be into the content, and you just delete it. Okay? Get rid of it. Checking for broken links is part of the maintenance. There's a number of plugins available to check for broken links, as well as third-party tools that do that really, really well. You want to do that at least monthly, if not sooner. Maybe twice a month, check for broken links. Because you're going to link to people's content on other sites, you know, resource links, and then they go away. So you want to update that content and make sure you're links are not outdated by being broken links. Okay. Test the user experience of your website. So if you know somebody that has an iPhone or an iPad and they only use the internet with that device, ask them pretty please if they would check your content and see if it works. Okay. The other two things that you need to do are check your website speed. There are many hosting providers that just aren't quite as fast as other ones. And so you can look into getting a better host, perhaps. And if you need help with that, the contact information for yours truly is in the show notes. And check out the security of your website. If your WordPress blog has got like an old installation of WordPress or old plugins that haven't been updated, you're going to be susceptible, very likely, to some security flaws. So this has been an episode brought to you by the supporters of the Guy or Cook Report. And I want to thank you for taking time out of your day. It's a wrap.